Good morning. Welcome to another edition of the MedPoint Health Half Hour. I'm your host, Ron Young, joined by Director of Operations, Hannah McCutcheon. Hannah, thank you for joining us on the show today, or me on the show, I should say.
Thanks, Ron, for having me again.
And I thank the listeners for joining us on the show today. We got a good show. Of course, we always try and come up with some clever, creative content, stuff that's relevant in the news. And gosh, Hannah, when we were planning this, we just looked up health news and didn't a whole whack of results come up for COVID?
That's all there is in the news today.
Well, we are shouldering on, and I know that there was some promising advancements with the vaccine, which is awesome. We're probably looking, 3 or 4 months out?
Yeah, and it's going to be limited vaccines at first, but at least we're getting to the point where there will be some distributed.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think that it's really important that we don't let our guard down, because we've already endured 2020, which has been a crazy, crappy year for the most part. We kind of see the light at the end of the tunnel, but we also like, you know, social bubbling, and we also like going out and being able to sit at a restaurant. So it's just really important that we stay the course. Please continue to wear masks. Please continue to practice social distancing, where you're able. And, no unnecessary trips out unless you need to, right? Like, these are the types of things that if we follow these for the next few months, we get the vaccine, it gets distributed, you know, we're saving lives essentially, right? Because if it continues to spread, that's where the danger comes in, that maybe it gets picked up in another nursing home, maybe you pass it on to family members or something like that, if you are at a Christmas party or something like that. Like, is there anything out of this, Hannah, is there anything good that comes out of this? Because I know a lot of people mentally are like, COVID's awful, which obviously it is, and a lot of people have been socially isolated because of it. What's the silver lining for people?
I think it depends on what area of life you're talking about. I think that we've all had time to reflect on our personal lives and our health. And I think that that's crucial to us doing better for ourselves as we move forward into 2021. We all expected 2020 to be, you know, the best year yet. Well, you know, we've maybe had a pause or a halt on that, but that doesn't mean that next year can't be the best year yet.
Yeah, that's true. And you know what? I said to somebody, it's actually been kind of cool. I don't think I've had a cold in like a year and a half. So it's interesting to maybe try and guess what kind of super bugs come out of this, because we haven't been exposed to very much with all the hand sanitizer, gosh, the gallons of it, and masks and, you know, all this stuff. So again, please continue. I know mentally a lot of people are exhausted. We're tired of it. We're tired of curbside pickup and all this stuff, but we are almost through it. So please stay encouraged to do what's right for society as a whole. Hannah, we talked a little bit there about mental health, and I know a lot of people are isolated during the season of life, especially if you symptoms or suspected symptoms, you get quarantined and, you know, basically shuts things down. We live in a world where obviously we can still connect through FaceTime, Zoom. I hate Zoom calls now. I absolutely cannot stand them. I think we had Zoom calls almost every single day, I swear, in the summertime, and it was just driving me nuts. But all this to say, mental health is very crucial. We have a few experts on our team that we have actually brought on, and in some cases, you may have benefits and not even know it. So before the calendar year turns over, you might want to spend them here. Hannah, which kind of practitioners do we have here as far as mental health goes?
So we've just hired on our doctor of psychology. She's a PhD level, and we're really looking forward to her starting part-time with us. But as of later next year, she'll be on full-time, and that's Dr. Dean. She is an incredible psychologist that we're looking forward to developing our program in mental health even further, not only just one-on-one services, but potentially group counseling services and other support group programs. Mm-hmm. We also have our occupational therapist, Kate. She's awesome. She's able to provide counseling services and emotional regulation as well. And if you're paying out of pocket for these services, you don't have the benefits, the OT is a good option, as when you see a doctor, the fee is going to be a little higher. So OT might be the way to go, and they'll be able to accommodate your schedule, as, you know, she's quite available right now working full time with us.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of it's almost like the unknown, right? If you ask anybody what an occupational therapist does, people kind of have an idea, but, you know, it's kind of tricky to navigate, right? But realistically, any activity that you do is an occupation, right? If you, like, dressing yourself in the morning is an occupation, doing all those kinds of tasks comes down to a step-by-step sequence that you're putting your body through. And sometimes there are barriers that prevent us from enjoying certain aspects of our life, like, you know, getting out and playing golf because you now have pain, or, you know, you're too stressed to get to the golf course, or, you know, things aren't lining up in your family life so that you have the available time. So Kate is really good at kind of dissecting some of those things and really working through one-on-one coaching for that kind of stuff. So she's our occupational therapist. Hannah, I know you mentioned another aspect too that you wanted to touch on was child psychology, which, you know, kids nowadays, they're back in school, of course, but weren't they really affected during the pandemic?
Absolutely. We've seen that during the pandemic, we thought that children would be more active, but we've actually seen in the data and the research that they're less active. And this could be contributing to their mental health, but also the isolation, not having a regular schedule, it always changing. So we do have a child psychologist on our team who's looking for patients, and she's an amazing individual. We're really looking forward to her growing the program as well and potentially doing group counseling for our children through our pediatric clinic. Along with that, I just wanted to mention that one of our pediatricians also sees behavioral issues for pediatrics as well. So you can just go online, send us a referral form through a family doc, or you could come to our same day and get a referral that way to see Dr. Mitchell, who sees those kinds of issues.
Right. And I think that's really important because, like, sometimes, you know, you kind of brush stuff off and you don't get to the real root of the issue where, you know, it is something that, you know, needs to be corrected, or it's something that's impacting you. And you know, our kids run so much of our lives. I mean, my schedule is based around my kids, right? Like, I got to take them to hockey. I got to take, you know, my wife takes them to the home group, outdoor kind of meetups. And it's just that kind of thing where, you know, making sure everything is good with them, because if sometimes they aren't vocal about it, sometimes they don't know how to communicate their emotions as well. And, you know, you can't just let these issues continually happen. So get some help. Definitely, we have a lot of different resources here. We are ramping up our mental health division to be more supportive and more of a support system for you. Again, as Hannah said, Dr. Dean, psychologist. We got Dr. Mitchell, who deals with child behavior. We've got child psychology. And you know what? All this comes down to as well is perhaps you want to start eating better and start being more active, right? And we got a kids program in the gym. We have one-on-one personal training sessions. We've got dietitian sessions. We got a lot of different things here that will help you turn around the ship, right the ship for 2021. It is going to be a better year. I don't think that there can be a year any worse than this year. So, for a lot of people, businesses and stuff, 2021 is going to be a lot better. But get on track now. Hannah, we got to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, we'll be chatting more about health news in the media. So stay tuned. This is the MedPoint Health Half Hour on 980 CFPL Radio. All right, welcome back to the program. MedPoint Health Half Hour, Saturday mornings, 980 CFPL Radio. Your host, Ron Young. I'm joined alongside Director of Operations, MedPoint Healthcare Center, Hannah McCutcheon. It's great to have you on the program, Hannah.
Thank you, Ron. Loving this.
You're always a great guest. I mean, I try and mix it up and keep a lot of things fresh. And you know what? I keep coming back to you, and it's always good content. So thank you for providing it.
Absolutely. I will come back every time if you want, Ron. Just for you.
Same day next week. All right. Perfect. Saturday mornings. You got to love coming into work, right? Anyway, Hannah, when we were kind of planning this show, of course, lots of different ideas and thought go into it. But, you know, MedPoint is a company that's kind of an innovative juggernaut, so to say. We always have the highest quality of testing equipment. Of course, our 3-hour and 5-hour medicals have over 25 different diagnostic tests to be completed within them. But we always have top-of-the-line testing equipment, you know, and very innovative. We don't just settle for, okay, this test does this. No, it's like we take it to the next level. We give feedback on results, and then we continue to retest and make sure that you are seeing improvements. The one thing that I wanted to kind of feature on the second half of the program was almost like some of the equipment that we do have and, you know, kind of grassroots, how it was tested in the past, and what we use currently to kind of showcase some of our technology. Now, the one thing that we do have, and the one thing that that we use quite often is the BOD Pod. The BOD Pod is a body composition. You know, it'll tell you how much lean mass you have, how much fat mass you have. It'll give you an RMR prediction, which is resting metabolic rate. Hannah, before this chamber and air compressed around you, you had to do the underwater weighing. As an exercise physiologist, talk about like some of this stuff where we've seen these advancements now. We don't have to go off calipers. We don't have to go dunk you in a pool. But how cool is it that you can sit in an egg-shaped chamber for 2 minutes and get your complete stats?
Absolutely. Even when I was in school completing my degree, we learned about the different high-end equipment that you could use to look at your body composition. You know, the gold standard is sort of that hydrodensity model where you're sitting in a pool of water and use a protocol or system to then measure your body fat percentage. Well, I would love a pool here at work, Ron, but I don't know if we have enough room for that. So we have the BOD Pod instead, which uses air density as the model, which is a huge improvement from, you know, what we used to use, which is just a handheld BIA, which is a bioelectrical impedance. This is good information, but isn't perfect. Some people, you can buy those scales for home that use the BIA type of system where it uses the bioelectrical impedance from your feet. It can kind of give you an estimate of your body fat percentage, but our BOD Pod is even better than that. Yeah. You sit in the BOD Pod. It only takes, you know, 2 45-second windows to measure the air density, and it'll give you your fat-free mass, which can be associated with your lean mass, which is muscle mass. So if you're in our gyms, you're working out with our fitness professionals, you'll see that go up, and then you'll see the body fat percentage go down.
Right. And a lot of people are like, well, lean mass, like, what do you, like, how do I know that that's what's growing, right? Well, put it this way, your bones aren't going to grow anymore. In fact, they're deteriorating as time passes. Not to be a downer on the show, but time is never kind to the body. You know, you're not going to grow any brain mass. Those things stay constant when you're an adult. I mean, that's why the BOD Pod for children and stuff is sometimes not a great measure, because the development is still happening. So, and, you know, you also don't want to hang a fat percentage against a kid and have them psychologically thrown off as well. So, but looking at those numbers is really accurate data. And it's actually the margin of error. I don't know if you knew this, Hannah, but it's 1%. So, you know, I could say if, you know, you're 12% body fat, well, you know, it's very accurate to that number. If it's not that number, at the end of the day, Hannah, there's another thing that we like to do, and it's a Fit 3D. This was actually really cool technology. I was actually a part of bringing this on to MedPoint, and as much as I just had a pride, I think it was $12,000 out of Alex Hannum's pockets. It's here now, and we use it all the time for assessment. why the depth sensing camera to take the girth measurements? Why?
Well, first, it's convenient, and you don't have to be poked and prodded.
Yeah.
I don't like to be poked and prodded. I'm not sure if you do. But instead of taking, you know, circumferences with a tape measure,
yeah.
Just like you would if you're getting a new suit or you're getting a custom dress or whatever it is, you just stand there on a platform.
Yeah.
That platform turns 360. The camera goes up and down and takes many, many images of the body, and it can take your circumference measurements from that. It creates an avatar picture of your body. We then also create a posture report from that.
Yeah.
And it has so much data in it without being poked and prod. And the point of the poke and prod on the science side of things is you don't have that margin of error
right.
when it's an individual that's measuring you. If you have one technician measuring you one day compared to a different technician the next day, you may have human error.
Yeah.
This avoids human error.
Well, and yeah, like I know you can have obviously discrepancies, inconsistencies not there when you have different assessors, right? Like somebody may landmark at, you know, this location or, and then somebody the next day may go like, you know, a millimeter, a couple millimeters down from that. So it is important to have that consistency in measurement. And I do agree with you, Hannah. I don't like, you know, people pulling tape measures all over my body, but then also they're not holding it too loose or pulling it too tight. It's just the depth sensing camera just takes what's there. And literally, in a, you know, I don't know all the bells and whistles behind it, but it gives you measurements. And a cool story, actually, Aaron Bowman, who was with us, he was going to a wedding in Las Vegas and needed a suit tailored. And I said, just hop on the Fit 3D. It does, you know, full inseams and everything like that. And he had no idea. And he got it and spit it out to his tailor, and he got a suit, I think, the next day. So it's pretty cool, and certainly something well worth looking into, I should say. The last piece of technology that we really like here is the metabolic testing machine. And the metabolic testing machine is so key because a lot of people will join weight loss programs or what have you, and they can't lose the weight because they don't know what their resting metabolic rate is. So resting metabolic rate, if you didn't know, is if you laid in bed all day and didn't move a single muscle, it's how much your body is having to burn off in order to sustain your life. So for example, your resting metabolic rate may be 1500 calories, where if you just laid in bed and didn't do anything, you, for all the processes to happen, for your heart to keep beating, for your lungs to keep, you know, breathing, you would be burning off 1500 calories just at rest. Some people don't understand, but their RMR can actually be very slow, and maybe that's what's causing, you know, the weight gain. Some can be really fast, and, you know, maybe they're happy with their weight or they're not happy with their weight. But overall, that gives you a really good baseline as to how to cater your nutrition from that point forward. Hannah, I know that you, again, being an exercise physiologist, you like the FitMate for the aspects of VO2 max and stuff like that, because we're going to be slowly incorporating that into our 3-hour and 5-hour medicals.
Yes. So we can also use the FitMate Pro not just to do a resting metabolic rate, but we can use it to measure our VO2, estimated VO2, or true gold standard VO2 max in regards to your aerobic fitness level. So VO2 is the amount of oxygen you can your body can consume when exercising, and that's the gold standard measure currently that's out there for your aerobic fitness. So we have this technology. We've used it on individuals who are elite athletes. We can measure how much oxygen in is going in and coming out, CO2 in, CO2 out.
Yeah.
And from that, give a true measure, but we can also, based off their breathing rate and the VO2, see where their endurance level is,
right.
Such as some of you may know, it's called your lactic acid threshold.
Yeah.
That's a huge key measurement for any type of athlete, and you may want to improve that threshold so that your endurance also increases as well for your sport.
No, and that's a great point. I know that we have actually had athletes come through here, you know, young athletes. Is there any old athletes, really? Like, I'm a curler, so yeah, I guess you, that sport has quite a few. But we have had athletes come in and get this testing done. We have FMS, the functional movement screening, so we can see, you know, different things like that. Overall, why are we saying this? Why are we telling you all about the technology? It's because you should get in for your baselines now. These tests, I think it's about $50 each test. And if you bundle them together, we'll give you a deal. Just mention that you heard it on the radio. And, you know, get your baselines now, because Christmas, you're going to do some eating. You're gonna have some drinks, right? Hopefully just in your own family circle, because that's what we've been encouraged to do. But let's face it, the cold weather's coming, hot comfort foods, stews, turkeys, you know, with the dressing and the gravy, it's all coming. It's all on the horizon. If you get in now, get your baselines done, give the gift of health to somebody, you know, give them testing so they can see exactly where they're at. So then when the calendar flips over January 1st, 2021 is going to be your year. Start with a fitness program. Get in, make sure that you're doing stuff the proper way, and have actual scientific evidence to show that you are indeed making improvements on your body. So go to medpoint.ca. You can check out our website. We got tons of different services on there. We're launching our paramedical division, so perhaps you want to get some massage therapy, naturopath. We've got a naturopathic doctor. Occupational therapist, as Hannah had mentioned, you know, those are some cool services to check out this time of year. All right, Hannah, that's all the time we have for the program. Thanks for joining me on the show today.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks, Ron.
And you can join us next week, Saturday morning, for another edition of the MedPoint Health Half Hour, 980 CFPL Radio. Thanks for tuning in.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.